Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
All right, we're back, baby.
Are we good? Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Wow.
Sweet.
I feel like we're about to do our first live. This is like live kind set of. Up right now. Guys, this is our first virtual episode with Heath.
What's going on, baby?
And not only that, this is the first episode in our second
new set for the season
that we just moved into. Before you even think about it, there is no beef with Dave and Hunter. We after being there for a month, which was great, we're just like, oh, maybe we should just get our own space just because we just wanted a little bit of bigger. And we also didn't want to switch with other shows because like the way it was set up, we'd have to share it with other shows. And we're like, we don't think that we can make Jared put up and down these walls every
and I
time.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah, I know that would be that'd been way too much. And luckily there's no other shows that came in, but at some point more shows would have came on and we're like, let's actually get out of there before that happens. So
we were definitely thinking ahead.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So we're in our new studio. It's amazing. We posted a little vlog of like the whole, it's everything's empty except for this set right now, but we plan to fill it up and make it really homey and nice.
Yes, it's nice. It's our new domain, our new area.
Yeah,
this is our space, this is our area.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, that's where it's coming from. And I can't wait to see as it comes more to life. And I love that it's closer, a little bit more to home. We aren't too far away, which is nice.
It was a bitch to get all the way there in traffic. It was rough.
And now I'm walking distance from when I got hit by the biker outside of Jimmy John's.
I think about that every time where I drive by there. I'm like, that is exactly where Matt fucking got his shit eaten.
I did go eat at Jimmy John's right before this. And no mirror has been put up. No warning signs. Nothing in that area since my accident.
You know why they haven't? Probably because you're the only person that's probably gotten hit by a bike in front of their...
We should put up a plaque Matt's picture. Matt got struck here.
Yes.
Do like a little memorial for when it happened.
People can come and visit it. And Heath, you are coming from New Daddy HQ or soon to be New Daddy.
Yeah, we're 4 days away from her due date.
Holy cow.
It's so weird to think about. So yeah, this weekend, it's supposed to be happening. We went to a doctor's appointment this morning and everything's good. Everything is where it's supposed to be. The baby is in place. So it could happen any day.
We're hoping that it doesn't happen until the due date or like due date or after, because she'll be in the hospital. You don't have to worry about getting her there like in under what, because it's a drive.
So we're like 20 minutes away with traffic. So hopefully it doesn't happen during like rush hour.
Yeah. We don't want to make those 20 minutes feel really long for Mariah.
Right.
If you have to rush there.
It's nice knowing that like your delivery doctor will be available. He's committing to that day and he's not like on some vacation, in Hawaii. And then you're having to do your whole delivery with someone that you're just not familiar with.
Imagine delivery on FaceTime. The doctor's on FaceTime.
All right. So I need you to go ahead and put.
You better get a 90% discount for that shit. that's really good. She is the only picture I've ever seen since she's left, since you both left, the only thing I've seen of her is she was at a family like party.
Yes, and we went to a wedding.
This was maybe like 4 months ago. I don't know what she looks like since then. I'm sure yeah, this, she looks this, like she's ready to deliver.
This baby bump is bumping. Did
you take a? You should take like the final, like a final picture of her belly before she gets to the hospital.
Yeah. Does Mariah from top up? Does she like? Does she look pregnant?
Or... No, that's what's so weird. Like even from behind, like
it's just like a one side goes.
Yeah,
boom.
It's like a the guy from SpongeBob Flats when he like turns. Yeah. That's what it's like. But yeah, no, like you wouldn't know unless she's sideways. Like her face still looks the same. Everything is the same, but just a big old bump.
Yeah. It affects everybody differently. I'm not saying you need to be or you don't. It's just, it's wild how it affects everyone.
My mom was warning us about the pregnancy nose. Apparently my mom got pregnancy nose.
Wait, what's that?
Oh, I've heard about that.
I had never heard of it, but then after doing some research, it is a very common thing. Like some people, their nose gets like
wider or bigger,
much, much wider and bigger while they're pregnant.
That's wild. Oh.
And then as soon as they have the baby, like, I guess it's just swelling goes everywhere.
So no selfies. Ryan doing no selfies yet. Not until it's out.
But yeah, so she's doing really good. We're just ready to meet this little guy. Still don't have a name.
Heath.
That's so bad.
Heath. 4 days, buddy, and no name. You guys have to at least be down to like a couple of names, right?
We have a few. Don't even get me started. Middle names, no idea. We have a few names that we like, but we're like... I think it's going to be one of those things when we see his face, we'll be like, okay, that's the one.
I just hate that you're going to be just more stressed than you already are that day. You know, like you got to worry about getting this baby out and then you'll have to name it to name it after. It's like, you just want to rest.
Apparently my uncle went home as Baby Johnson. They didn't have a name when they delivered and didn't come up with it for a few days after.
They named it as Baby Johnson?
That's what they just wrote down, Baby Johnson.
Is it still like that today, or do they give you a grace period?
I don't know if they like amend it and like go in and put in what you chose, but that's what he went home with, Baby Johnson.
But then he changed it to what?
Cully.
Cully? Oh, wow. Yeah. So did you find out how long you actually have till...
I've heard mixed things, but some people are saying you have 3 days.
Do they follow up and like call you going, we really need that name?
Clock's ticking.
Or do you just like forget about it? They're like, sorry, you missed the deadline. Yeah. That's all you're going to get.
Yeah, they give you a code and then your baby is like legally just a code name like Elon Musk's kid.
Yeah. X-Asher.
Just X, what is it?
X-Asher.
X-Asher, but it's spelled like X.
It's all sorts of symbols.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. Well, that's amazing. Heath, we're very excited to meet the little guy.
Are your parents coming in for it? Are Mariah's parents coming in for it? Or are you doing like a bit of a grace period and they visit later?
Hopefully everybody will be there. Yeah. Like not in the room. Not in the room. Yeah. I don't even want to be in the room. but yeah, so my parents are going to drive over as soon as we say like, hey, it's happening. And then hopefully it'll happen on the weekend. So Mariah's mom can also fly out. But her dad is off of work right now because it's the winter.
Yeah.
So he's going to fly out regardless. But her mom still works. So she would have to hopefully come on the weekend.
Well, that'll be nice too, having just like a bit of extra help like around the house, like, you know, post-op. You won't be totally alone.
We've been busting ass getting this house ready. Just like making sure the nursery's good to go. We got a bunch of goodies and we're pretty close to getting it done.
Your son of the house, like the baby's gonna like remember this.
He's gonna have any idea.
Yeah, right.
What color do you think we should do?
Yeah. What do you think the baby would like?
I'm thinking pastel.
Nursery's all done though, yeah?
Yeah, for the most part. There's a few more things we still want to do, like just, you know, tweaks for us to have fun doing projects and stuff. Like we want to paint the ceiling as like clouds, like a sky with clouds.
Love that.
So we're gonna have a cute little project day doing that. But crib is set up and built. We have this cute little it's kind of like a canopy that I drilled into the roof and then it kind of like fans out with like a circle pipe and then it like drapes over.
That's nice.
It's kind of tough to describe, but it's a cute little canopy thing we have over the crib and our changing table.
And the sky's behind it. It's like
the sky's going to be up. Yeah,
up behind it. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have bottle cleaners and stuff for like don't
yeah
th- yeah it's the like, little, a like sanitizer it's thing. A separate cleaner sanitizer thing than like yeah. your own dishwasher I yeah. guess because that's like big about making sure yeah, it's all sanitized.
It was in the registry. Did you see the registry?
Yes, I believe we got you. Yeah, something.
Registry.
The registry.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have the bottle cleaner. We're doing like the glass bottles. You know, you gotta be as
Heath. Oh, make clean sure to as get possible. That. Make sure to get that helmet on his head. We don't want no cone head Zane, like me.
Trust me. No, Matt, we discovered we both have flat heads, and that's one of my biggest fears right now.
So I just learned this, that yes. The helmets, I thought the helmets were because like they had like, they were like yeah, special, but Zane. No, but the helmet actually, it fixes your head because your head it comes out like a cone. Head.
Yes, yes.
It shapes the head back to like,
but can that be, that's not doctor's orders?
No.
I thought it was like the doctor was like saying, if you want the head. Like, it depends how the head is when it comes out, and then the doctor then does a scan of it and gets the 3D printing of the helmet.
But, I mean, you've seen, like, really coney heads. They don't look good.
Right, and I like that it's now become more common. Like, I remember some parents were so embarrassed if they had, like, taboo. A helmet head, like, yeah. kid. Yeah. Now it's like, I feel like I see them all the time. So, yeah. Hey, if you got a helmet kid, there's nothing wrong with that.
I think he'd look cute with it.
Yeah, it's fun. But yeah, so we're going to be very conscious about, you know, sleeping on the back and not getting a flat head on the back.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes,
gotta
yes.
pick
all
them
right.
up. I love them that. Some tummy time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I know that people are going to be dying to know. Well, they'll know, like, I guess the date of when it the baby comes into the world. When are you guys going to go public, like, on social media? Are you going to, like, wait a week, wait 2 weeks?
I have no idea. I think we're just going to wing it. I really don't know if we're going to be in the hospital for a day, depending on how, you know, the delivery goes. Hopefully, God willing, we're able to get out as quick as possible. But yeah, we're just going to kind of play everything by ear and just kind of ride it out.
Are you vlogging the day or making like content out of it or just
Matt?
Okay, good. Well, you know Remy, Remy would be like,
stop.
Remy and Heath are the complete opposite when it comes to content creating on a day like that.
No pressure. I was just curious.
Imagine me going up to Mariah with the camera. She'd be like, get that shit.
Dude, she'd be so fucking pissed. That's funny.
No, I mean, I'm sure I'll take like some pictures for personal memory's sake.
Yeah.
No, I don't plan on live streaming it or anything like that.
Yeah. Hey, you got a good kick deal out of that, huh?
Yeah,
I'm
right?
sure they'll love that. Just don't tell Mariah. Tell her after.
Oh, we haven't even run the intro.
Oh, let's run that intro, baby.
Come on now.
You ready, guys? It's coffee time, baby! Yeah! Breathe.
Wow. Right.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And this is our first virtual episode. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going great. I was so nervous at first, but like, it's so seamless. Yeah.
I was super nervous because you know me with the headphones. I don't like headphones. It's like, you know, it makes me feel like I'm not, like, it doesn't feel normal. But I can definitely get used to this for sure. But it helps because, like, the only way we can hear Heath is through these headphones. So, like, that in my head, I'm like, it just has to work.
Yeah.
But yeah, we haven't seen each other in a long time. God, we haven't like filmed in a really long time.
I know. I feel like this is the longest stretch we have gone away. Yeah. From each other, but still putting out episodes,
Mike,
of course.
I just to give you guys a timeline of when was the last time my birthday dinner. We filmed before my birthday dinner.
How'd
it go?
My last day in LA was the 16th.
It was the 16th.
November 16th.
Wow.
That was my last day.
What'd crazy. What did you do for your birthday dinner?
I didn't even really want to do anything. I just, one second. Oh. Yo, look who's here. Alicia, come say hi.
Alicia's in the house.
We have a special guest.
Yay.
Hey.
Hey,
y'all. Okay, actually, I'm late.
Right. Your hair looks great. Bye, I like the braids.
That's so. Oh, did you decide to just stop by because our fight? Oh, that's funny. Or what? Do you like it? Look, do you see that spot right there? That would be for basically if you wanted it there.
If you wanted it,
it'll be empty.
Oh, now we know we need security because people could just walk in.
Heath, I locked the door. How the hell did she get in? That's crazy. How'd she get in? I locked it. I swear.
No, I let her in.
Oh, you let her in.
I got scared as shit because I thought. like something was falling because I heard like metal tapping. Oh. And I thought it was one of these bars up here.
Oh, no.
And I got so freaked out. And then I thought somebody walked in and then she was just standing there. I was like, what the fuck?
Apparently we were in a very high security building. Mm-hmm. fuck, where were we at? Oh, my birthday. My birthday. It was weird because on my actual birthday, I don't know what's been going on these past few years. The day, like when I wake up on my birthday, I don't know what it is. I just have a bad day. It's just like a sad day for me. And no, and it's like, I don't know what it is. I think my body is expecting something, but I'm like, I don't like, I'm not expecting anything, but like your body just is like expecting something, but it doesn't happen. So the next day you just feel better again. That's how it is for me every year. That's why
I think that's, yes, no, that's the problem with like going all out as a kid. You're expecting this huge party, you know, everything's crazy. And then as you get older, you like, don't do it anymore. And yeah. It's like less and less people show up. And exactly. You're kind of just like, it's not the same.
All right, everyone, winter's upon us. And if you're stuck inside the house getting a bit of cabin fever, but stumped looking for things to do, go grab some event tickets from SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app with over 35 million downloads. There are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek from concerts, sports, festivals, and more. Right now, you can get tickets to Lorde, Jonas Brothers, Cardi B, and so many others. And the best part about SeatGeek is that it has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots. Green means good, red means bad. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. And with holiday season just around the corner, give the gift of tickets this year and use code UNFILTER2025 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTER2025. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek.
So I had a birthday dinner. I was like, I don't want to have it on my birthday. I want to have it the next day.
Nice. Just you the pressure's I mean? Off I just, all of it. Yeah.
Exactly. Because to me, it just feels like a dinner.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you, Casamigos. They did a whole thing for me, just like kind of
love it.
Casamigos dinner. It was nice. We actually ate at Boulevard Steak down the street in Ventura.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. It was good. They like really, really, it felt like it was like close to Mastro's.
Okay.
A little bit, but nice. It was like different. And that was it. I just did that. And I was like, you know what? I just wanted to move along
good.
My birthday.
Good.
And then that weekend I went to F1. That was mm-hmm. really fun. Missed you there, Heath.
I know. And I know. I'm so bummed.
Oh, in Vegas.
Vegas. Yes. F1 Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Because I was just in Vegas and they were taking down F1. We were also there at the same time.
We weren't there at the same time. We literally flew in. I checked my flight. I was like, what the hell is Matt and Patricia doing here? But I was like in my head because we were going straight to a Chainsmokers event and then going home right after.
I figured.
So we're like, if I came in.
By the time I realized you were there, it was like 4 a.m. And I'm like, I should go to bed. Why would I hit up?
We flew back at 4 a.m. 4:30 in the morning.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's dope though.
Yeah, no, it was a quick trip.
I got lucky in Vegas. I did.
Okay.
I
did. What happened?
Okay. So I get to Vegas. It's my first night. I didn't play any of the card table games, no blackjack, none of that. I was just doing slots, you know, being modest on the slots, putting a little money in there, putting a little money in there, seeing if it goes up. And then I go up to a slot machine. I believe the name of it was Karma Cat or something. There were some black cats on it, some jack-o'-lanterns. I was loving the vibes. And it is probably 3 a.m. I'm with Patricia's brother. I put in, I believe, $70. I'm betting $265 every spin.
Yeah.
First I hit a big bonus prize. And it says right now I've won $1,000 and I've won these mini games.
And how much money have you put in?
Only like 70. I think I went down to probably like $40. Okay. So I had already put in like $30. Then I win all these mini games and I'm up to like $1,000 in prizes. Damn. And I'm already at game 3 of 30 mini games.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, hot dog, let's let this run through. And me and my brother-in-law were sitting there and it's just ding, 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 ding.
Oh, it's just like a slot. It's like just random, right?
And it keeps going up and it keeps going up. And you know, the whole thing about slot machines and credits and stuff, you don't really see the exact dollar amount. You don't see where the commas are on it. Okay. Yeah, so it looks just like so many numbers. I'm going, okay, that has to be now like $1,600. All right. All right. All right.
It's coming out as points.
Yes. Credits.
Yeah. Credits.
And this guy behind us is like, you know, when you're winning big on one, people start coming up and like watching to see what this guy comes up behind me and he goes, yo, man, you just won $20,000.
Shut up.
And I'm like, what? $20,000? Hot diggity diggity dog. And I start filming myself. Buddy, I'm crying. I can't believe this.
Oh, no.
And then.
Oh, no.
And it's now going up to what should be $23,000. And I'm just like, God bless. I'm making like, you know, promises to my brother-in-law, like I'm going
to give
him 10%.
He's giving out money to people walking by. Yeah, dude, he's like,
yes. And then finally, it starts like clicking in where I like finally sit down and I start counting the digits. I did not win $23,000. I won $2,300.
Oh, still incredible.
Still incredible win.
I thought it was $23. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, no, that would have that would have been terrible.
But so $2,300.
$2,300 really and some change. It was beautiful. And yeah, and but when you win that big, you know, like they have to come pay you in cash. You got to fill out a tax document.
Yeah.
All of that moment happened, and it was pretty lovely.
Wow,
I got very lucky on that slot machine. So just wanted to show you.
Matt. It's crazy that you just said that amount, $2,300, because we were with this kid in Vegas that won so much money. He put in a bet. I think he put in 300K on the fight.
Oh my gosh.
He bet it on a fight.
On the fight.
Wow.
Won $1.2 million.
What the fuck? This is like a really rich person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
300K.
He was fucking, he was in his room. He was pulling out all the cash from his bag.
That's crazy.
And he just started handing everybody money and he goes around and gives me $2,300.
Oh, well, hey, we're both winners.
Both of us going up.
Me over here with winning.
No, but that was like, I felt so bad. I took it. I was just like, I'm waiting to give it back to him, but he just kept on going. And I was like, I'm just, you know, just going to keep it. You know what I mean? I was just going to keep it.
It didn't feel too bad.
Yeah. But because I found out that he made another bet on the side for something else and he won like 6X. That I think was like, he turned 100K to like.
Was it a win or lose bet? Or was he betting on like a certain amount of
round
like,
or something? I
forget what it was. I didn't ask for specifics. I just heard what he put in, what he got back. And I'm just like, that is fucking insane.
Nervous or was he just
think he would have been upset if he lost it. Like, I think he just like makes so much money he just like doesn't.
That must be fucking.
But
nice.
Like hearing that,
yeah, right.
Hearing that, but I was just like, oh, that's fucking insane. Oh my God.
Oh my. Thank you very much. How much did he give away to all those friends? How many people were in the room? He's probably sitting on a bed with just all this cash. Is he going, are y'all lining up?
No.
Not everybody's in line. Just like,
nobody.
Yo, me next. You forgot me. Go. That's enough, everybody. Good night.
Like, nobody was expecting that. I wasn't expecting that. Me and Natalie were just like, oh, shit. Okay. we just took it and that was it.
Was it already bound up in 2300 or he's counting it up like?
I don't think he was even counting. It was just like.
He was just grabbing stacks and just, that's crazy.
But I might just like swing by next week to like congratulate him on.
Just see how he's doing,
winnings,
you know?
He's like, I gave you how much? I thought it was just $230. What?
Yeah, no, it was like, I felt really bad, but it was like, okay, whatever. You know, he made a lot of money. So
that's sweet. Fine.
But it was really, really nice of him. It was like, oh my God.
You didn't feel like you had to gamble it? Like, was he looking at you like, go play it now?
Good thinking.
No, because we were up in the room. We weren't down at the casino. We were up in a room, and then we ended up leaving to go do the Chainsmokers party. So I had that on me. But in my head was like, oh, I should just like put this on a
And then you
color.
Gave it out to people at the Chainsmokers, and you passed it on.
Just everybody around me. You gotta
pay it forward.
Pay it forward, exactly.
Also, another slot machine thing happened to me. And I snapped at somebody. I don't know what's happened to me. I snapped at
it's you and games in general. Remember the Disney X games?
Yes, that happened to me.
Very competitive.
Well, okay, so it's late at night. I'm with my brother-in-law, and we go to the Taco Bell cantina because he had never been to one. We get a little Baja Blast.
Dude,
little
the cantinas are fucking
little vodka
fire.
Baja Blast. We're already by Planet Hollywood, so we're like, let's switch up the mojo. Let's hit up those slots. We're enjoying the slots. He's on one. I'm on another. I'm sitting in one of those two-seaters. You know, those like love seat slot machines.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm sitting there playing my slot, and a lady of the night, a sex worker, if you will. But she decides to come sit right next to me, puts mm-hmm. her arm around me. And I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. And she's like, ooh, you're winning big, huh? And I'm like, yes, but no, thank you. Like showing her my wedding ring. Going,
she's waiting for the wedding. She's walking around seeing who's winning big so she can fucking.
I'm just like, please leave me alone. I was just like, thank you very much. Have a good night. And she was just like, just hanging around. And I was like, please leave me alone. Mm-hmm. So that moment happened. And then I go to another slot machine. I'm chilling with my brother-in-law. I hit another bonus multi-game. And it's one of those mini games that come up where you have to pick like some prize boxes. You know, it's your own choice. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. And I have a very specific method when I get to the prize box mode. I don't do random. I go straight from left to right. That's just the way I play. I go boom, 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 top down on the left side. This hand comes out of nowhere from behind us and starts hitting the prize boxes. And it's that lady.
Oh.
And I go, excuse me, this is my game. She goes, oh, I remember you from earlier. And I'm like, I do too. Please leave. And like, I yell my voice and she's like looking around. I'm not trying to get her in trouble, really.
She starts crying.
I'm just trying to like raise my voice enough to where if someone was around, they would like just to freak her out. But she touched my screen.
Yeah, that's
you know, that's my luck. That's my game.
That's crazy because I'm sure you gave.
Yeah, but Matt, you'd have been super happy if you hit big on that. You'd have been like, wait.
But then I would feel like I have to pay her, and then I'm paying a lady of the night some money, and then I don't. Then that gets on camera.
Yeah,
like,
somebody gets a video of you going. Just a clear shot of her.
Just like yeah. Just she's in fishnets, yeah. And I'm just like,
yeah. How do you fucking come back from that over. One? How do
but
you
she
come
touched
back
my
from
screen?
That? That yeah, that's crazy. And the fact that you told her once and she came back, because I'm sure you didn't like say it in like a
yeah,
in an inviting way. I'm sure you're just like, hey, like I'm
yeah.
Good.
I wasn't that mean, but I was just like, please
hey,
leave us alone.
Scott!
You do not touch my screen. So that happened.
You got to assert yourself. You got to be you got to be to the point.
How old was she?
You never know. I think she was definitely above the age of 25. I would say 28, but also look 34 at the same time.
Oh, okay. I mean, Vegas, that's what Vegas does.
I know. It takes a toll.
We were in the lobby of some hotel and I think she was like probably like her late 40s, but this lady was sitting next to us. She was beautiful, beautiful older lady just sitting there. And she just starts talking to us. And, you know, we're just chatting up. I asked her what she does. She's like, oh, I'm like a stylist. And she also does like a tarot cards or some shit like that.
Yeah, okay.
She does both. So her card said like stylist and reading or something like that. And I was like, oh, are you here with your husband? Like, she's like, no, I'm here alone. I actually chat GPT'd the best place for a single woman, older woman to sit so men can come up to her. I was like, are you serious? She's like, no. I'm
okay,
like,
it worked. Look no, at you. No,
all right.
Single older men. No, it was crazy. She like, and she was being completely serious. She was like, no, I like chat GPT'd. They said this lobby, this area is like the best place to be. And I was like, have you gotten? And he was like, yeah, no, I've had like multiple men come up to me. And as we're talking, I'm looking at the guys next to me and they're like smiling. And we kind of ended it. She was drinking like mocktails the whole night. She doesn't drink. And then walks away. And I was like, why are you guys? And they're like, well, because she's an escort. I was like, she's not a fucking escort. Like, I wanted to show you a picture of her. I'm like, she is not an escort. He's like, no, bro, that's an escort. I was like, she looked like she
just like a normal gal or
yeah, like I was going to introduce her to my mom. My mom wants some friends. I was like, you guys would be great friends. Like
this you guys will like, hit it off.
Well, you guys can really hit it off. Like this is no, she was not a worker.
Zane's like, trust me. I would know.
I would
okay.
Know. No, dude, I like, but I could not, but I was sitting there. I was thinking about this woman for 5 hours and I was like, there's no fucking way. And I actually brought her card because like I'm going to find out. Like I brought her card home
right.
And I lost it. But I wanted to like do a deep dive on her because I wanted to prove them wrong that she was not
but there can't,
an escort.
I bet you probably can't find her.
Get your girl.
There's probably not that many stylists and tarot card readers, right? Is that what you said her like business
yeah.
pitch was
yeah,
originally?
Does, yeah. But there's a certain like vibe that they have. Like when they walk out, like you could like, I don't yeah. know. There's a vibe.
Was she by herself? Usually I always feel like they have like a buddy too with them.
No, she was by herself.
Okay.
But she has like a timeshare here. She has a timeshare here. I don't think you got timeshares everywhere if you're a high-end escort, right?
I don't know. Escorts make good money.
I know they make good money, but like timeshare money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Michael Scott. No, she's got it. She's got a timeshare. Okay.
those damn timeshare scams.
Such
though,
a scam.
Like, especially when you walk into like certain casinos or shops or malls, they always got the little fucking spin the wheel for a chance to win, and they make it look like all of them are good prizes, and they all got their little pamphlets out that they're going to hook you up with free tickets to things. And next thing you know, you're sitting on a 3-hour session getting pitched on a timeshare.
Yes, my parents, every single year we'd go on vacation and they'd be like, we gotta go sit down at this timeshare meeting. And they knew going into it, they know it's a scam, but if you go listen to their like whole pitch thing, they give you something for free. So we would get like a free dinner or a free ticket. Yeah. And they would go spend like 3 or 4 hours of our vacation time to go sit in the timeshare and then be like, all right, yeah, we got free tickets to go to the theme park. And I'm like,
well, good on them for like going in knowing that they want the prize and they're not in for the bullshit.
And they're good at saying no. They're just like, no.
Wait, we're where?
Good. They walk out.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know how every family has that one holiday tradition, like matching PJs, staying up late wrapping gifts, maybe you burn the rolls every single year and then pretend it's on purpose. But traditions had to start somewhere. So let's start a new one. Therapy. The holidays can be beautiful, but they can also be super stressful and honestly pretty lonely for some of us. BetterHelp is online therapy that fits into real life. No driving across town, no awkward waiting rooms, just you, your therapist, and the space to create new, healthier traditions for yourself. So if you're ready to end the year with clarity instead of chaos, consider making BetterHelp part of your December traditions. Your future self will thank you for it. And BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed therapists who follow a strict code of conduct. And if it's not the right fit, you could switch therapist at any time. And with over 30,000 therapists, 5 million clients, and live sessions rated 4.9 out of 5, you're in good hands. So this December, start a new tradition by taking care of you. Our listeners get 10% off at betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath. Again, the show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Thank you, BetterHelp. We love you.
I'm so confused. Where is, like, what are you guys talking about? Like, where would...
For, like, Disney World, Universal, Islands of Adventure, we would do those theme parks every year, and we would go to, like, a hotel or something nearby, but they would have, like, timeshare pitches that you would, like, find out about.
I've never seen that.
It looks like a help desk. In a way, it looks like you're going up, and they work for the hotel, and they're going to point you in the right direction for things that you want to do.
Got it. Okay.
But there's this whole shtick. When you see those binders out, and they're flipping through little pictures of hotel rooms, leave. They're also at any type of... hell, if you went to F1 or if you go to like a golf tournament, there's always some little spinny wheel and this booth that doesn't have a real good identity of what exactly it is.
And I need to start keeping my eyes peeled because like I don't know you guys. I know the help desk, but I'm like trying to picture a fucking wheel. Like I don't think I've ever seen a wheel.
The wheels are more
like
at like expos and conventions and stuff. They're not really in the shops of the hotels, but it just... They're very deceiving when you start walking up and luring you.
Like they're in airports. They're kind of like circular tables. Maybe there's like
I don't really. Maybe they're in airports. Maybe they are.
I don't know.
But they'll usually set you up on a meeting like the next day or something, and you go in and they give you like a whole tour. They walk around. This could be yours. You could have this condo or this whatever for this amount of days throughout the year, and you just reserve it for when you want to go on vacation, but you pay like yearly to have access to this timeshare
that you're only going once a year,
but the blackout dates are every time you would want to go, like you end up never using it.
That's like such a waste of money.
Timeshares work with other people's like lifestyles. Like when I was a kid, my family, we had a timeshare in Florida down in Sanibel we would go to. But it was during Thanksgiving, and just all of our families went down there and used it.
Matt,
but like,
we had a timeshare in Sanibel too.
Get out of here.
Which hotel?
Cossibel.
Wait, what?
Cossibel in Sanibel. Casa and then Y-B-E-L.
Oh shit! Okay.
Hopefully they're doing good. There. I know they had some hurricane troubles. I really want to go back.
We always went there because that's where my mom got married.
I feel like I talked to her about this.
Second wedding. Yeah,
very
second
fond
marriage.
Memories. The best shells in America, maybe even in the world.
They have good shells. We used to always go shell hunting on the beach.
It's just nonstop shells.
Yeah,
spoiled me as a kid because then I thought every beach just had endless shells, like the way.
Do you remember the pool with the shell slide?
That wasn't our hotel.
Our hotel had the.
That's fun.
That's what we loved it. Remember Pinocchio's?
No.
The ice cream shop Pinocchio's?
We had ice cream at the resort. I don't know.
Zane. He had a different time,
sure.
He had a different one.
I remember Cheeburger.
Oh, Cheeburger was the best.
And if you ate the big burger, which was pretty easy to do if you were like a 12-year-old kid, they took your Polaroid. You got to go in their big-ass Pokemon card book of champions. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That was the only ever food thing I've ever entered. And I won.
Wow.
Have you ever entered like a food contest, Heath, or like you got to eat this in a certain amount of time?
Yeah, I'm in a food contest right now with myself. I'm 50 hours fasted right now.
Are you actually fasting for like health?
Yeah, I'm 50 hours right now.
Oh, wait. And then how much longer do we have? You have a baby, son, coming on the way. I don't think we should be fasting.
You have a day left, right?
I was hoping to go 3 days.
And is this to burn fat or to?
I think it resets your body.
I heard it's good for preventing Alzheimer's.
There's a lot of benefits. It's a religious thing, and it's also, a time for your body.
It's not Ramadan yet.
but basically, like your body will go into autophagy, and it'll start finding, cells and things that are in your body that are, damaged or need to be regenerated. So your body will start fixing itself and healing from the inside once you're like, they say it starts around like 12 hours fasted, but it really kicks in at like 48 hours.
When does it start hurting?
It comes in waves. So yesterday, like last night, I was getting a little agitated and I was like, damn, I really want some food. I woke up this morning feeling really good.
You're allowed to have water and coffee, right? Water and black coffee.
Yeah, that's all I've had.
Water and black coffee. Are you able to add electrolytes to the water just to have some flavor?
I put a pinch of salt and a squeeze of lime. Ooh. Or squeeze a lemon.
Are you allowed to do like the packets, like the Element or Liquid IV? Or that's not allowed? You're not allowed to have that type of stuff?
People do it differently. Some people do. I'm trying not to.
Uh-huh.
I just do a squeeze of lemon, a pinch of Celtic sea salt, and then I've had two coffees.
Does it affect sleep at all? Do you ever wake up like really hungry?
No. So I woke up feeling amazing this morning. And then I was really, because I've done fasts like in the past before. This one's the longest I think I've done. But I was really worried about getting like hangry and having like headaches, because normally if I don't eat for like 4 hours, I start getting like really cranky. I'm like, I need food right now. I haven't really felt that. Like I had a little bit of a headache this morning, but it went away.
What have you been doing to get your mind off it? Like thinking about food? I feel like I'd have to be busy all day.
We kind of just been out and about grabbing stuff off of Facebook for the nursery. And then we had her appointment, came home, and then was testing stuff with Jared earlier today, making sure the stream would work. Mm-hmm. And then, it really hurt Mariah just right before we started recording. Her food got here. She was trying to, she feels really bad like eating in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. But she walked in with two bags of Whataburger.
Oh,
and I was like, please let me just open it. She had the chicken wings.
You guys
a
have
burger,
Whataburger.
French fries and a chocolate shake. And I was like,
What a burger. That one really got me. I was like, no fucking way.
What, Zane, you kept calling it Whataburger? Right?
No, I just thought it was like the Whata family. Like I didn't put it together that it was Whataburger. Like, wow, Whataburger. I don't know why. And I've been there so many times. I'd go to Tallahassee, we'd go there, it just did not hit me.
Yeah, they need to hyphenate it for other people.
And then right after that,
we have our three In-N-Outs opening this week.
Three.
Wow. Wait, in the same area? Like in the same, in Nashville?
There's one in Antioch, one in Murfreesboro, and one in Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Your yep. homeland.
All right.
The land of your people.
This is Glendale.
Then Whataburger needs to get on that, because the closest one over here to California, there is one in Vegas now, finally. But it's like In-N-Out is just manifest destiny all across the fucking country.
And we don't get a Whataburger here? That's crazy.
Come on, Wada family. Let's get it together.
Yeah. Come on, Wada family.
Wada family. Wada.
Dutch Bros just opened.
Dutch Bros just opened up out here.
The closest one we had was all the way out in fucking the middle of nowhere. Where's that?
Palmdale. Boy, and I was driving.
I had to do a brand deal for them. And they're like, bring it and give it to your friends. I'm like, I need ice. Like, by the time I'm coming back here and giving it to friends, it's just like melted.
Guys, I got to tell you, exactly a week ago. This is when we were in here and we were setting up and everything. And it was like, there was a lot happening that day for me. I had to like bounce here and there, and we had to go record at Basically Unfiltered. And I was in such a fucking rush. I ran. I was like, "Whoa, whoa!" I ran into the parking garage, and I get in my car, and I bust. I turn my wheel all the way to the right so I can like back out and go. And I didn't see the fucking pole on the left side of me.
Oh, no.
And I went. That, like, because I was like in a rush. I'm like, "Let's go!" Ooh, and then and I fucking. Boom! It was like the loudest fucking sound I've ever heard. But I hit the pole so fucking hard, I just see parts flying everywhere.
No.
And I just got the keys to the complex.
Oh no.
New
resident.
I just got the keys. I just had
All right, we'll see you later. Okay.
What's your name? I'm gonna be seeing a lot of you.
And she was like, she just wasn't having a good day. Like, I just felt like she was just like, I don't know. So that happened, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I feel like, and then so I come back outside and I'm like calling a tow truck, and I'm like, I have to, because her office, the windows are open. You can see right at the street.
Uh-huh.
So she's going to see me like, wait. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, I got to fucking tell her. I walk in 45 minutes later, and I'm like, hey, I just got into an accident. I am so sorry. And she actually took it really well. She's like, oh my God, are you yeah. The pole is fine. My car is fucked. And I'm like, but
yeah,
you're about to see me wave down a towing truck. Just don't freak out. Everything's good. I just need to get my car out there. She's like, that's fine. Welcome to the conflict.
did the Tesla try to like warn you at all in the moment?
It probably did, but it happened so
Zay,
fucking
do you
quick.
Have the footage of it?
I want to lie to you and say I don't.
It's embarrassing.
But you know what? I'm sure the thing is that I clipped that entire side. So if I do have footage, it's not there anymore. Because I would have...
Oh, the camera wing. The static.
I want to see it go short and just...
But you think... I feel like I would have just lost it. Like it would have just corrupted it. Okay, I'll try to find it.
Well, thank goodness it was just a pull and you didn't hit like someone else's car who would have... You would have to see all the time.
And Matt, I was so fucking... Because I looked around... It was so embarrassing. I looked around and nobody saw it, thank God. But people... Because people just start walking... like. Cause it's like a pretty public garage, so people are walking through, and I'm hiding, dude. I'm like fucking like this, just fucking hiding. Cause
you act like somebody hit and ran. You're like fucking asshole.
Yeah,
Have you seen a guy just leaving here?
I was outside of the car and taking pictures. It like someone hit me. Making it look like it wasn't me. So fucking embarrassing. But I had to like I remember I came back into the studio. I'm like, we're not recording today. We're not recording.
Zane. He walks out. He's like, okay, we got to go record. Basically, I'll be back in like a few hours. The man walks in 15 minutes later. And I was like, oh, did you forget something? He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
I was like, I took that memory out of my head. I was like, I just don't even want to think about it.
So where is your car?
It's at the shop.
Okay, it's at the shop. What are you driving now?
I went to Toro. App, the Toro app. I was able to find a Tesla literally down the street from me in my neighborhood. So,
well, okay, but then Teslas take a long time to get repaired.
Well,
don't
Matt, they? Matt, yeah. wait until you hear the price that he got quoted.
Oh my,
okay, it's Matt. The damage, like when you see it, you're like, oh, that's bad. But when you really look at it, it's a mirror's gone, and there's like a dent and scrape in the door and the front fender.
And the door,
like it's not horrendous.
The door may have to be replaced, Heath, but still. The price was insane. I got the quote.
Just wait until you hear this.
I get the quote back, $17,000. But no, but it's not. I immediately sent it to Heath. I'm like, Heath, there's no fucking way.
I went through the itemized breakdown and I was like, Zane, this is really dumb.
It's like, scamming.
This is Tesla quoting you this or the shop?
I went to the closest like collision center, okay, like in the area, and they gave me the quote of $17,000. I was like, the car costs $50,000. What do you mean? It's just a fucking, all you gotta do is bump out the fucking dent and fix the latch. Yeah. That's it.
That's what I've been so terrified about my car. I still have that dent from when Patricia put it in it.
Yeah.
But I'm worried that the door has to be replaced. But I'm like, but the door dent is so small where I'm like, let's just fix this one area and leave the door dent and make that just a future problem. But yes, it's crazy how much it cost.
And I couldn't drive it because I couldn't close the door unless I was like holding it while driving. Dude, it fucking sucked. I was having a bad day.
Have you ever dabbled in investing here and there but haven't been happy with how things are going? Stash helps turn good intentions into consistent progress. Stash isn't just another investing app. It's a registered investment advisor that combines automated investing with expert personalized guidance, so you don't have to worry about gambling or figuring it out all on your own. Stash is simple, smart, and stress-free. Choose from personalized investments, let Stash's award-winning smart portfolio do the work for you, or pick a combo of both. Stash is there to guide you every step of the way. Stash's smart portfolio helps you invest in a diversified, balanced portfolio and on a regular schedule to help you see growth and consistent annual returns. Just $3 per month gets you access to world-class financial advice and personalized guidance, so you can start investing in your future today. Join over 1 million active Stash subscribers and finally let your money work as hard as you do. Don't let your money sit around. Put it to work with Stash. Go to get.stash.com/unfiltered to see how you can receive $25 towards your first stock purchase and to view important disclosures. That's get.stash.com/unfiltered. Get.stash.com/unfiltered. Paid non-client endorsement, not representative of all clients and not a guarantee. Investment advisory services offered by Stash Investments LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Investing involves risk. Offer is subject to terms and conditions.
Oh, and then later it was just like an off day for me that day. Jared, you didn't even fucking know about this because I was outside dealing with this and you had no idea. But in my head, I was like, oh, this is like, these are signs. I was, So my mom was flying into town that day. That day, she just flew in and I hit the pole, right? And I was like, because I have to take my mom to all these appointments this week. I'm like, I'm fucked. I was like, I have to wait for a fucking Uber everywhere. This sucks. Oh. Like just having to bounce and Ubers are so fucking expensive these days.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. Okay. And this is before I even thought about like renting a Tesla. My mom flies in. My mom is flying in, but she told me yesterday that she's gonna like stay with a friend for a few days. Like some friend, I think it was some like dude she's talking to. I didn't want to ask too many questions. It sounds like she like knew him.
Yeah, well, respect the space.
But then in my head, I was like, I think she's like lying to me. I think this is like a Tinder date or so. I don't fucking know. And so she lands. She lands. I'm keeping track of her location. She's like driving up the highway. I was like, okay. And then I kind of like forgot about it. And then I was just like, we were just in here and whatnot. And then I decide, so in my head, she's going to a hotel. Like she's going straight from the airport to the hotel. So I look at her location, I think an hour later, she's in the middle of Griffith Park. Like in the middle of Griffith Park, like on the side of the road, and she has it, and she's not moving. Oh. So I'm watching it and it's not moving. I'm calling her, no response. And it starts to hit me. Oh my God, my mom just got kidnapped and killed. She just got kidnapped. Like, are you fucking kidding?
Out of Griffith Park, of all places, that's one looking.
And she's not answering, and it's still stuck there after 25, 30 minutes.
No, baby, she went up to make out Reef. You know, she got picked up in that Tinder date. The kids, you know?
But you know what? She never told me. She never told me that. So in my head, she was supposed to be at a hotel, but no, this fucking sicko took her to the middle of Griffith Park and killed her. So I'm freaking out. I'm looking at Google Earth to see like what the fuck that area looks like. Cause you can't like tell when you're like looking at the fucking 2D map. I'm sitting there and I'm like, Mom, I'm gonna fucking call the police right now. Like, dude, answer. I need you to answer, please. Are you dead? And I'm like about to get in my car and start driving there. Cause I'm like, okay, there's nothing else I can do right now. And I'm calling my brother. I'm calling my manager, Abigail. I'm like, Abigail, do you know this fucking area? Like, have you been? She's like, oh yeah, that looks like the area where you like drive up to Griffith Park, but like she should not be like parked there. Like there's no like reason for that to just be stuck there. I was like, great, she's dead. And I, so I just hit this pole like an hour and a half ago, right? So in my head, I'm like, oh, these are signs. Like, but the world was telling me that my mom is going to die today. And that this is like the shit that like, this is how.
Yeah, this is the buildup.
Yeah. And when I like in my head, I'm like, oh my God, this is like everybody. This is what people deal with. This is like the days. This is what the days look like when they lose a loved one. And I'm about to fucking experience it right now. God help me. I'm going to fucking lose. And she finally calls back. She's like, honey, oh my God, I'm so like, where are you? She's like, I'm so sorry. We parked to the side of the road and decided to walk up to edge of Griffith for the sunset. I'm like, hey, mom,
make out Reef.
You might want to fucking tell me when you're going to meet up with a Tinder date.
Did she not take her phone? Don't you want to take a picture of that lovely view? Did she leave her phone in the car?
She was like, yeah, I know. I left my phone in the car. I was like, why would you leave your phone in the fucking car? Like, I don't know. Mom, nobody knows this guy. Like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, honey, I know this guy very, very well. We're friends.
You're grounded.
You're grounded.
I was so pissed. I was like, mom, imagine I flew in. And then you saw my location in the middle of a park.
Dead.
It's true.
Dead.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, so she was okay. Thank God.
What a day, Zane.
Yeah,
You need a tarot card reading or something.
Yeah. Get you in line with some good karma.
It was crazy, but.
There's nothing worse than just hearing a crunch when you're driving a car. Just that moment, you're just like. Oh my gosh, the whole day.
Yeah, it was like, and it's crazy because you feel like you feel jitters all over your body for a good 45 seconds. And then you sit there. I let out a big scream. I was like, I think I did a full scream for like about eight seconds. Just like,
sometimes you got to do it. It's just so funny.
And, that was like one of the few days that we could record for basically. And that was one of the days. And I just fucking crashed. And I'm like, oh my God, the girls are gonna kill me. He's gonna kill me. Like, everyone should just fucking kill me. And we'll be set.
It was funny, Zane. I talked to him right after he hit the pole, and he was like, you know, it was my first time in that garage. It's my first time parking there. I didn't know where the poles were. I'm like, I'm pretty sure every time you go to a parking garage, it's for the first time.
Yeah.
every parking garage is new.
Yeah, no,
but I could just tell you were flustered, and it was just like, he was mad.
I was fucking furious. It was just like, the stress just finally came to, in that very moment, it was just like, because you know when you're so stressed, your brain don't work.
Yeah.
Your brain just is not there.
I've been so paranoid lately when I've been driving that like I think
that it's you're going about to get happen hit. To
Or like that I'm about to do something stupid or I'm like getting close. I don't know. I'm just like my brain lately is like, that's the last thing I need right now.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I need.
Like my body's constantly ready for someone to T-bone me at all times. It's crazy. Like I'm just clenched up every time I'm driving. And
I've been getting super paranoid.
I wish old people felt like that. I feel old people are so chill. I feel like they have no idea what the fuck's going on the fucking road.
King of the road, baby.
Heath, are you going to get the little baby on board sticker for your car?
What the? No.
Why not?
You should definitely get it.
Matt, I get the one that's like three guns. Two
big guns. So the what?
Dude, they're all over here, bro. It's like you got like two AR-15s and then a pistol.
And those are your babies on board. Yeah. But the baby on board thing, though, it's not like it's to just make anybody who is in front of you just drive a little bit more cautious.
No, I found out it's not that. It's to let you like people know if you're in an accident or there's like an emergency that there's a baby on board. Like this is a priority.
Oh.
I thought it was more like, when you're driving by them, hey, be careful, slow down.
Yeah, it's like seeing a school bus or know that there's children on it. I don't know. It's just like, okay.
Like a kid's crossing sign?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Kids at play?
Yeah.
Wait, so that's of a reason, Heath, to have it. I really like that. I just wish it looked better than fucking the way it does.
you know, people aren't taking it on and off when their baby is on board.
Right.
And I think that's dangerous.
You think that's dangerous if the sticker is always on there?
If there was an accident and I prioritized your car because there was a baby on board and I open up the door to save a baby and there's no baby, I'm walking away.
All right. I respect that. I respect that.
I'm not helping.
But that's not dangerous. Oh, you're saying it's dangerous for you to for you to stop and try to help.
If I'm running into a fire, you know what I mean? Baby on board sign.
And then they see you're an organ donor and they're like, okay. Well, let's get the kid, but the dad, he's good. We'll get him in a bed.
It'll save people.
But
are you guys organ donors?
No. And I don't know. And it's not, some people think like, oh, if you're an organ donor, they're less likely to save you because they want to harvest your organs and donate it to other people rather than saving you. I don't believe in that conspiracy. But I just don't check, yes, I want to be an organ donor because of
that.
I believe
there's a lot of dirty companies, though, that do, that are like.
But what's weird, though, did you see the lady that went to, like, you know, the Bodies Museum?
Yes. I went to that when I was younger.
What's that?
It's basically like a
traveling exhibit.
Science exhibit where they have bodies everywhere, and it'll be like a full skeleton or a full muscle.
They dry out all the muscles and the veins
that's,
and yes. stuff.
I didn't even know there was a museum like that. That's
so
crazy.
Everything you can imagine, like either just muscles or just veins.
Yeah.
There was one, and a lady went in, and she swears up and down that it's her son that passed away.
What?
Shut up.
And my God. She like recognized, like, because he was one that was just muscles, I believe. Look it
no
up.
But
she was like, there's some, like, I know this is my son that passed away. And he was one of those that like donated his body to like.
Now, I thought a lot of the bodies are from like a bomb that happened in Asia. I thought. But this could be new.
Well, you can like donate your body, like your organs or your body to science after you die, like things like that.
So a mother named Kim Smith claims that a body displayed in the Real Bodies exhibit in Vegas is that of her son, Christopher Eric. Smith is currently in a legal battle with the exhibit owners to have the remains tested and returned to her for a proper burial. So basically, her son died in 2012 at the age of 23 following a mental health crisis. But due to a clerical mistake, he was mistakenly marked as unclaimed, and his mother, Kim Smith, was never notified of his death, despite being listed as an emergency contact.
Oh, so did he? He never put himself as a donor, like his body being.
I'm not sure, but so years later, in 2018, while watching a news segment about the exhibit, she recognized one of the plastinated bodies of her son due to specific details, including a suspected skull fracture and possible tattoo marks that she claims were obscured.
Oh.
So she believes that the body was sold to the exhibit without her consent and has been fighting for a DNA test and returned the remains. I hope she gets justice.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, that's traumatizing as fuck. Imagine you're going through a fucking bodies museum and you look at one and it's your kid.
That's kind of nutty. Yeah. I don't know. That takes like a lot. Like, pause the TV. That's him. That's him. I know it's him.
To me, that's fucking incredible.
If you're
a parent that can like point out your kid through muscles, that means you love that kid. Yeah. You love that kid.
You knew him well.
That's your boy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure in the Muslim culture, I don't know. I get fried in the comments every time I try to bring up like a Muslim like rule. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure. Do not quote me on this. I'm pretty sure that it is a sin. It's either a sin like very very taboo because there's like two different like levels of that to be a donor, to be an organ donor, or to even take organs from other humans. It's like a weird thing where you have to. It's not a like. Can you look that? I want to know why. I know it's because like people that don't like. If you take someone's liver that like has done anything sinful in their life, that makes you sinful. Your body sin. I don't know.
I mean, that makes sense too. It's like, there's some people are big about like keeping their body whole and stuff religiously.
Oh, it's allowed. Just kidding. Oh. I don't know who told me that. I think my parents told me that.
But was it like true that about Bob Marley and that Bob Marley had toe cancer and because he was Rastafarian, he needed his body to be whole, and that's something they believed. And
is that right?
I don't know. My dad told me that when I was a kid. Or did Bob Marley die because he didn't want his toe to get removed?
What did he have, like gangrene in his toe or something?
Yeah, he had cancer of the toe, and since he was Rastafarian, they wouldn't do it. But
he had cancer in his toe?
I believe that's true. I don't know. I didn't see the biopic
either. But, like,
either.
Honestly, that's kind of like the best place if you do get cancer. I'd be like, please be a toe. Or so, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, if you have to like remove it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, remove my toe versus like
that's true.
Anything else.
Many scholars view the body as a sacred trust from God prohibiting desecration, but many modern rulings permit donation, especially from living donors, viewing it as saving a life. Oh, okay. So
it sounds like the older teachings were against it, now in modern times.
Because in a way you are like preserving life.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing.
That's why religion is so confusing to me. It's like, let's just change it. Like, you can't change. How are you going to change that?
Yes, Bob Marley died from melanoma that started in his toe, which eventually spread to his lungs and brain. The cancer was a rare type of ALM that began under his toenail. But refusal of treatment, yes. Marley reportedly refused the recommended treatment, which was the amputation of his toe due to his Rastafarian faith that considered the body sacred.
Wow, so, damn, that sucks.
And he died at 36. Do you guys remember
that? He was only 36?
I know. I thought he was much older than that.
Wow.
Do you guys remember that movie, The Island, with like Ewan McGregor, Scarlett Johansson? And it's like set in this like apocalyptic future where all of these people are living in this like high-tech kind of resort and there's a lottery to go to the island when your number gets called.
What's the name? The Island. The Island.
But the twist, sorry for spoiler alert, the twist was that when your number got called, you were actually a full-on clone of someone in the real world and that they needed the organs from your body.
Oh.
So the island didn't exist. They would show commercials around this little utopia they lived in.
Yeah.
But really, they would put you under and take out your organs and give it to your real body.
That's insane.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, Shopify. Okay, the new year is fast approaching. And if you felt like 2025 was a stagnant year and you've got these big plans and dreams, but for some reason you're just sitting on them, well, let Shopify make 2026 the year those ideas in your head become reality. The only difference between a daydream and your new life is taking that first step and actually launching. January short. Don't let February arrive with the same old story. The most powerful move to make it all happen in 2026 is to start your business with Shopify. And that's because Shopify gives you everything you need to sell online and in person. Millions of entrepreneurs have already made this leap from household names to first-time business owners just getting started. Zane and I have used Shopify for the last few years selling tons of things online, and they make it so easy and convenient. We absolutely love them. Plus, Shopify gives you all of the tools to easily build your dream store. Choose from hundreds of beautiful templates that you can customize to match your brand. Plus, you could set up fast with Shopify's built-in AI tools that write product descriptions and headlines and help you edit your product photos. And the marketing is built in too. Create email and social campaigns that reach customers wherever they scroll. And the best part of all is that as you grow, Shopify grows with you. You're going to be able to handle more orders, expand to new markets, and do it all from the same dashboard. So in 2026, stop waiting and start selling with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/unfiltered. Again, go to shopify.com/unfiltered. One more time so you don't forget, that's shopify.com/unfiltered. And hear your first cha-ching this new year with Shopify by your side.
You know what I think about a lot, that fucking movie. It's still to this day, this movie's made me cry the most. My Sister's Keeper.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that movie?
With Cameron Diaz, Abigail Breslin.
If you want a good fucking cry, go watch that movie. If you really want to let it out. That movie, I was crying the entire movie.
Really?
It's a movie about Cameron Diaz is a mom. She, her daughter gets cancer, and then she pretty much, her and her husband make another kid just to pretty much save...
That's the plot?
Yeah, it's
Oh, but it's not that her choice that she wants to donate to her.
It's so you find out later that the reason why they had another kid was to so she could like donate her organs and keep her sister alive. And then Abigail Breslin's character is like, "No, I'm getting a lawyer." She's like a kid, like, "I'm getting a lawyer." And the lawyer is like, "Yeah, no, you don't have no right to."
Oh my.
But it was a really crazy movie where you're just like, you just feel for everybody. It's like, "Oh, this is really fucked up."
Oh, whoa.
And her older sister pretty much was just like, "No, you're right. Just like, okay, like I will die so you can live."
Damn.
Interesting.
God, who the fuck thinks of that? Like as a story.
Yeah, it's pretty twisted.
Who comes up with that?
No, it was like, it was a really good movie though.
I don't know if I would.
Ooh, 47%. Never mind. You know what? I think because it made me cry. That's why I thought it was a good movie. It's
then it
really
was a
hard
good
to make
movie.
Me cry. Yeah.
Like that's my opinion on movies. Is like,
if it makes you feel,
if it gives you any sort of emotional reaction, then it's a good movie.
Yes. War of the Worlds.
Exactly.
With Ice Cube.
A good reaction.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Never seen it.
It makes me cry every time Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 3%. And
I like it.
3% is crazy. Christmas with the Cranks. That's a good ass movie. Mm-hmm. I don't care what any of y'all say.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
The Holdovers now.
5%.
That's ridiculous.
It went up 1%. That's amazing for the holidays.
What's your favorite, Matt?
The Holdovers. It came out 2 years ago. Paul Giamatti.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, that doesn't count as a Christmas movie.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
whole thing takes place during fucking
I know, fine. But it's not like
Home Alone 1 then. Home Alone 1.
That's what I want to hear.
Or Jingle All the Way. Actually, Jingle All the Way kind of stresses me the fuck out.
That's the one with so Arnold.
Oh yeah, he's like, you so put that good. Cookie down.
It's so good.
Put that cookie down. That's my cookie.
Yeah, we got Johnny a Turbo Man doll. It's right under the tree.
It's nestled safely under our tree.
You're right though.
Jamie, so he knows my name.
See,
that's a good one.
You're right though. I'll give it back to you. The Holdovers was an amazing movie. Okay. It really was.
I agree.
That's the guy. Remember, he had the thing. He smelled like fish.
Trimethylaminuria.
Whoa.
Love that.
Matt, did you like Violent Night?
Yeah, I like Violent Night. It was fun. It was very violent for a Christmas movie.
It gets me hyped. Yeah. I don't know why that one puts me in the Christmas spirit.
I like it. No, it was a fun movie.
I love David Harbour, but now with this whole Lily Allen album, apparently David Harbour's not that good of a guy.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought that was fake news.
Because he just wanted his apartment to be a palace.
What?
Who the fuck is Madeline?
Who's Madeline?
Apparently the girl that David Harbour was having an affair on Lily Allen with. So you know David Harbour.
David Harbour and Lily Allen are married or together?
Not anymore. And she just put out this whole album and the whole thing is just this ripping him to shreds, reading
David
text.
David Harbour is the character Hopper.
Hopper from Stranger Things.
See, I didn't even know he was was in a relationship.
I thought they were so cute. Like, they had a great apartment. I saw their Architectural Digest. I thought they were a lovely couple. Apparently, he's a sex addict. Sex addict.
Oh, okay. Go on.
But then again, King? Lily Allen also has some skeletons in her closet I've been hearing about, so I think both of them are problematic, but...
You see? Everybody, you see, everybody's bad.
Is Stoss dating Yeet? She was posting on her Instagram story with him.
I don't know. I don't know who Ye is, though.
He's like some big rapper. I don't really
know who he is.
But
discovered
he's...
him from Stoss. I was like, yo, Stoss.
Yeah, she really put him on.
She really put him on the map. Yeah.
But he was like on my cousin's top like 5 on Spotify Wrapped. And I'm like, I think I know a girl who's dating him.
And I listened to his songs. I've never heard of any. I was really surprised because like-
We're getting old, man.
I know.
I can't
so
keep up with these rappers.
God damn. There's so many rappers. So many. We got Lil Erd, Lil Turd, Lil Murd, Murder Skirta. Like, it's just like, there's just so fucking many.
But apparently, in the end of October, in the top 40 Billboard 100 hearts for the top, what is, sorry, I'm
the
losing
top,
my mind.
The Hot 100?
And the Billboard Top 100 from, this was October, it might have changed. For the first time in 30 years, not one hip hop record or rap record was on the top 40. Which is crazy.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
What does that mean?
I don't know that like hip hop, like there's maybe like an oversaturation. It's not really hitting the mainstream as much, but like it's just not transferring into the Billboard charts or rap. Rap
it
could
is
be
oversaturated,
dead.
But I feel like so a lot of people are listening to everything though. I feel like everyone's doing really well in the rap world. It's just, again, it's oversaturated. It's hard to like, no one's like soaring except I feel like they're all at the same level of doing well.
Rap nowadays is just not what it used to be.
I agree.
It's different.
Yeah, it is, Heath. I agree with you.
It's not the same.
I don't want to be mean, but yeah, it's...
I think a lot of people are just re-listening to old stuff that came out years ago.
Yeah.
And that's what I get my fix.
Yeah.
But speaking of Spotify, I do want to say, though, for everyone who had us in their Spotify Unwrapped as a top listener of Unfiltered,
thank you, guys.
Thank you so
much. That was so sick.
It's just, it feels so real this time of year when we see how many people actually have been listening.
The
we see the numbers and all of that. Yeah. It's just crazy. And I just want to say, if you were part of like, I don't know, a top 5% of our listeners, just thank you.
Like seeing like the top 1% is fucking insane. So cool. Thank you so much. Jared's top 1% was Diary of a CEO.
Yeah.
He's dude, top 1%
no,
listeners.
Top 0.1%.
Top 0.1% listeners.
Whoa.
For Diary of CEO. He listens to that shit every day.
And are they just interviewing another CEO going, how'd you start your business or what?
No, it's actually really interesting and I highly recommend it to everyone. It's not, every once in a while he'll have business people on, but I've learned so much about like health and wellness, and like AI or just like the future of things. Like recently, yeah, he had an AI expert. Then he also had a doctor who like specializes in the keto diet. And so I was learning all about like the health benefits of being in a ketogenic state and how like that can reverse or like help ease Alzheimer's because it like ketones are a cleaner fuel for your brain, all this stuff. Like I would say one out of every 10 episodes is like a business.
Who is the guy?
Stephen Bartlett.
Okay. Is he British?
Yeah.
Oh, is he law? So tell me about this.
Yes. Yes. I've very seen, like posh kind of.
I do like his, how he edits his videos.
Yeah.
It's very, it makes it very easy to watch, easy to digest.
Yes.
I saw him speak at VCon, Gary Vaynerchuk's
really?
Convention.
Does he still that do that every year?
I think so.
VCon?
Yeah. Wow. I couldn't go to the last one. But yeah.
Wow.
But it is, it makes me laugh because like, obviously we do like host read ads for this. It's like, oh, sign up for Shopify or, you know, SeatGeek or whatever. His are so funny where he'll get reached out to by a company like Huel or something. And instead of being like, hey guys, like I really like this product. You should try it too. He goes, they reached out to me. So I invested and now I'm a co-owner of the company.
All right. It sounds like he's doing so well where he doesn't take any ad or it's more just like, okay, if I like something, I'm going to be a part of the company.
I'm going to invest in it and then just promote it on my show, like as my own company.
Damn. That's how you know you have pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zay, we try to say that. They're like, okay. How about we start with a few ad reads first and see how it does?
It's beginning to look a lot like holidays on the House of DraftKings Casino. Celebrate the season with bright lights and big wins on all your favorite casino games. Spin more than 1,000 slots, everything from the classics to exclusive new releases. New players get 500 spins over 10 days on your choice of cash eruption slots. Download the app and sign up with code ZANE. Then choose from 10 different cash eruption slots and let it spin. In partnership with DraftKings Casino, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly, 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only, void in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. Non-withdrawable casino spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days. Valid for featured games only and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends January 25th, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time.
How did Fyre Festival 2.0 turn out? I feel like that just happened.
I saw a couple of videos. I don't know if it's real or not, but it definitely happened.
It's happening right now?
Well, it just ended and the way he was also advertising it, because was like a pay-per-view experience where people could like pay $7 for these 2 days of streaming, and they did stream the first day. It definitely didn't look as bad as the first Fyre Festival.
Yeah, I mean, nothing would look as bad.
But it looked like it was just like a couple hundred people. Like it looked like a wedding. Like it was just a gathering of some people. Apparently, though, the second day they stopped like the stream. Billy wasn't posting on his social media. One of the other big DJs wasn't posting on his social media. And rumor was that Billy punched somebody. Allegedly.
He punched somebody?
Allegedly punched somebody. I'm sure we're going to hear more about what really happened there. But there were videos of Billy like walking around that damn thing. Just, you know,
fuck.
Your first Fyre Festival failure. You served jail time. You now have more investors for this one. And you're just walking around trying to make it seem like it's a good time.
I'm just surprised he got more like investors for the second one. To me, it just seems like a bit at this point. Like,
yeah,
oh,
I
let's,
think they
let's
just they wanted to see what would happen.
Funny, yeah, because it puts his name back on the map. It puts his like it puts the term Fyre Festival back up. People are talking about it again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the only reason why he did that.
And I feel like anybody who went there was just like probably content creators trying to make content out of good or bad it is.
They want to be the next. They want to be the viral like
It's Fyre just a Festival. Stunt.
But get ready with me for Firefest.
I think it was called Phoenix. Which I think,
because it's like rise from the ashes.
Rise from the ashes.
Yes.
Rise from the ashes.
That's really fun.
I just want to know who those guys are, like Billy's friends. Like, because Billy has to be like, this is good, right? Come on, guys. And like, you don't think this is bad, right? Like,
you're having a good time.
You're overthinking it, man. You're good.
I remember seeing an image of like this two-story like hut. Is that what it was? I remember seeing like a stream of a hut, like a big hut, and it was in like the but it seemed like really, really small. Like it didn't feel. Oh my god, that looks like war.
I think that was from the first one where he had those like.
But you know what? I mean, he really put together a fantastic terrible festival. You know what I mean? Like to get people like talking about it like that.
But he did have French Montana. He did have French Montana.
I feel like people are talking about that festival more than any like fucking small festival that like did okay. You know what I mean?
True. That's like the poop cruise.
The poop cruise. Amazing.
It's the same.
It's incredible. The poop cruise.
Yeah, there's no, I can't really find any pictures. This just says there appeared to be less than 100 people watching French Montana, who is the headliner.
Oh, so dear. Just pretty much they all paid for French Montana, a French Montana concert. Dude, yeah. Is he still like popping?
But the only like French Montana song I know, it's not even
there.
Oh, go on.
Were you there in Miami at the French Montana Need for Speed thing?
Yeah. But I don't remember him performing. Were you there? You were there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
French Montana, how's he doing?
Honestly, his Spotify listeners are probably pretty good because he's on, like he features on a lot of big songs. Yes.
Oh, isn't he like a, like he produces a lot of shit?
He raps, but like he was on,
he's doing good still.
Yeah. He was on that song Unforgettable with like Swae Lee and, another song that was on like the Deadpool 2 soundtrack that was huge with Diplo. Yeah. So like he features on a lot of huge songs, but I don't know of anybody that's like a French Montana fan.
What
did you see? Did you see the video of a kid that was like getting a video and taking a picture with Busta Rhymes and he thought it was
Oh no.
is this recent?
I just saw it. So he was like with Busta Rhymes and he was like talking to him and he said he was with what's his name? Tracy
Morgan?
Oh my god.
He called him Tracy Morgan and Busta Rhymes freaked out.
Oh no.
Dude, and it's so funny because he looks exactly like Tracy Morgan in the video.
The similarity.
Zane, I would have made the mistake.
Oh my god, it's a video.
Is he like on a red carpet interviewing him?
Yeah, it looks like a
Bro, it's so funny.
Tracy Morgan. Here, Jared, can you pull up the video?
Oh no.
But it's funny because he does look like him.
Oh no, he really thought he was in. Look, he's like, the kid's so confused.
Oh.
Is this kid trolling?
I don't think so.
I don't know, but I just.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's still
getting,
going.
He's getting serious.
He gets really upset.
Oh my god. Oh, he must have big beef with Tracy Morgan.
He must get that a lot. That's what that shows
no,
me.
No, no, because if he got that a lot, he wouldn't have reacted like that. Right?
But the kid is a little kid. Like, it's not like, if it was someone like us coming up and saying that, we'd be like, yo, dude. But, I can't tell if this kid's wanting to be like a Jack Doherty type kid who's just trying to
get him going.
Stir up shit.
You know what, though? Those type of kids scare me the most.
Yeah,
like, someone like that coming up to me with a camera than like a adult, like an older person, I'd much rather the adult come up to me with that camera. I feel like they would just...
Oh yeah! If
Make
I see
cry.
A little kid under the age of 18 with a big ass chain on his neck and like a guy with the camera going, "Hey man, get out of my face!"
Fuck no, please.
I'm going to the other
way. It's a trigger for me from like middle school and high school. Yep. It's like this fucking thing that I like
because they're gonna say something that you don't understand and make you look stupid, and you just know it's not gonna end well.
Yeah, no, it's embarrassing, and they always win. They always win. Yeah. You know what they say in the end?
You can't say anything back to them.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what do you make fun of a kid?
I'm literally a fucking kid. What are you, 50? Boom, done, boom, roasted.
Bye. You're gone.
Done.
Can't respond.
Cook.
What are you going to say? Oh, you're still talking to me? You're still talking to a kid, you fucking weirdo?
Ooh.
What? I'm a minor. Why are you talking to me? Just done. You're done.
Win. You can never win.
You can't say anything.
Done. God, I hope my kids aren't like that.
Isn't Jack Doherty facing like jail time?
I saw that too. I thought, again, fake news. I don't fucking believe it.
Because he caused a bunch of ruckus in that one town when he got arrested?
I think
it's like drug charges.
Oh, really?
I think he got arrested, but then they found drugs on him.
Ooh.
Lord. Mm. What's he doing? Coke, ecstasy, Molly?
All the above. All the above. He's getting wild. How old is he now?
I don't know. He still looks like he's 17 every time I see him. I'm like, dude, is this kid?
Oh, $3,500 bond. That's it? Oh, no. He must have had nothing that bad on him. Possession of a controlled substance.
Okay, so it's Adderall.
Oh, Adderall.
And then less than 20 Adderall grams of marijuana.
Danielle literally has Adderall on her. Possession of 20 grams.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't have a prescription for it, which is what they busted him on.
That's probably right, too.
Oh, yeah. Someone set him up. You know, the person setting him up was like, I don't know what he has, but he has stuff. And they pull him up for Adderall. He's like, fuck. Fucking Adderall. Bro, what the fuck?
It could have been worse.
How strict is Florida on weed?
Are there dispensaries
in
Florida?
No, I don't think there's dispensaries, right?
There is. I think it's also...
You need a prescription.
It's decriminalized, but it's also recreational, I believe, now. Or it's getting almost...
Or it's like how L.A. was when we first moved here. Yeah.
Where you'd have to go get the medical card.
But it was so easy. You just go, oh, yeah, sometimes I get back pain. Yeah. And like a guy
sometimes I can't sleep.
Yeah. Florida was scary. When we were in high school, Florida was scary strict with weed. I remember we were scary strict compared to, like, other states.
Yeah.
I know we were, like, definitely one of the last to, like, get it legalized for sure. Yeah. But you know, our weed was the most dangerous too. Florida killed people.
Other shit in it. It had bath salts in it.
Our weed fucking killed people.
People were eating people's faces.
Yeah,
off of bath salts.
Insane. And I think that's what caused me to not like weed. I think it started from there because I feel like if I was smoking like normal weed, the first like you know in high school, I feel like maybe I would enjoy it.
What they call the shitty weed?
Swag weed?
I think we used to. What'd they call it, Zane? Regs or something?
I think it's regs.
It was like something stupid.
It's like all stems.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you wouldn't get the bug.
It was dark.
It looked brown, like it had soil in it.
And it was like wet. Yeah. Like, it was wet.
Yeah. Our friends would pull out weed and it would just be brown.
Yeah. Oh, and this shit stunk. They would smoke it. You're like, oh, this stinks really bad. Like, it doesn't smell like weed. It smells like dirt.
Yeah. You'd hit that, you couldn't even have a thought. You're just like, your brain felt broken.
Yeah. Not good.
So your mom has a bunch of appointments out here. What are those appointments?
Oh, all she's wanted for the past like 3-4 years is a fucking nose job and neck lift.
Wow.
And I know it like sounds crazy and it sounds like something she just came up, but she's been like thinking about this for a really long time and she doesn't ask for anything ever. So man, I was like, oh my God, this is like, I mean, getting a nose job and neck lift here in LA is so fucking expensive. It's like,
but they're the best in the game.
I know. And that's the thing. The thing is my mom would just go to someone in Florida like for cheap. And I was like, I cannot like let her do that. Imagine she comes out and looking like fucking like a,
just like, it doesn't reverse. It ends up going up.
I can't believe she went on a date first thing when she got here because that guy's just like, I'm not going to normally look like this. Is she getting the nose job and the neck lift at the same time?
I think that's the plan.
Okay.
That's the plan. I think she wants to like go fully under.
Go full Kardashian.
Full Kardashian. That's exactly what she says.
It's so much easier. Just go to sleep, have it both done, and then you wake up. You don't got to go back. It's just like,
exactly.
It's easier.
Do the nose job first and then the neck lift, or you got like a bunch of hands on you just going, oop, coming in.
It's interesting because we went to one doctor's office. He only specializes in nose jobs. He doesn't do like anything else. And this doctor is the one that did like all the D'Amelio noses and like just like a lot of like that was specifically my mom brought it up. She was like, I want the doctor that those girls, the two TikTok girls got. And I was like, the D'Amelios? It's like, yeah. So I was like, okay, I have to schedule with that one. And as soon as I went to his site, I was like, oh my God, this fucking guy's gonna be so expensive. And then I get recommended another one. I was like, okay, I'm gonna book you for both of these. This guy does both. This guy only does one. just like see what you want. And so we go see the first guy, normal appointment. He was like, he explained a lot about like what was wrong with my mom's nose. She has a really, really bad deviated septum.
Okay.
It's worse than mine. Hers is really bad. And so he said, she was like the perfect person to be able to fix that on top of like change the shape of her nose. And then, that was that. And then I couldn't go to the next appointment because we were setting up in here. But she goes by herself to the next one. And the next one, she said that literally they treated her like a fucking Kardashian. She walks in, everybody's like, they're like, welcome. They like rolled out the red carpet for her. They're like, oh my God. We're like, welcome. We're so happy that you're here. Like they made her feel like a fucking queen. It was Whoa. Insane. That's what she told me. She got really excited about that. And I think she wants to go with him.
Have you
and
seen?
And that one's five times the price, Matt.
That's the one where
it has to be this one.
Where she wants, where they'll do both and they'll do it at the same time.
Now, have you seen what her nose could look like? Like, did they yes. do like
oh,
a
yeah, like AI version?
How dramatic no, of a nose. Is it still going to look like your mom's nose? Just more tamer, or is she like getting a full new nose?
No. My mom does not want to change like her like nose. Like she wants, so I'm the same. What we don't like, our whole family, is our dip. We have this dip in our nose where we smile, it touches the floor, right? Yeah. My mom's also like touches the floor. So she's just like, I just want it shaved where like it's not like drooping anymore. She also has like a pretty big bump on her top. So she just wants to
shave it down.
That's it. She doesn't want to like, you know.
Yes. Be like, who are you, mom?
Yeah. I know. She wants to keep it to her face, okay. Which I feel like most doctors tell you to do. But then a lot of people are just like, no, I want a completely different nose.
I want this
but they'll get a different nose and they look.
It looks something. Like it doesn't fit their face.
Oh, yeah.
Like
you don't want to go full Jennifer Grey. Do you remember like this sister from Ferris Bueller, the girl from Dirty Dancing?
Oh, yeah.
She was like a very iconic, famous 80s actress who had a very beautiful, big nose, you know, very like Barbara Streisand type nose.
Yeah.
Got a nose job. You do not even recognize that actress anymore.
Oh, really?
All respect to what people want to do to their bodies. But you can sometimes get a nose where it's just like, you're not yourself anymore.
And I don't know if it's like you're not yourself, or is it because so many people have seen you in a certain way where now, because if you were to meet them for the first time, like, would you ever say, oh, that does, there's something.
Right. No one would ever know.
It's very interesting.
But then again,
I don't know.
Do you ever sometimes think some people have like glasses eyes where like they're not wearing glasses, but you like, you seem like you did wear glasses. Just am I wrong?
Oh, no. I mean, that's
it's kind of like if we saw Matt, we would know he had his ears pinned.
I guess, yes.
You could just know.
If you could tell.
I could see people wanting to like start a new life. Like you get a full body reconstruction, like surgery.
Change
where
your
you
name,
change
move.
Everything. Where it's like, okay, the only way I can keep living without feeling weird or feeling like everyone's constantly talking about me is I have to move to a different state and have a completely different life.
You might want to tell her to change her face ID or update her face ID. she wakes up out of surgery. She can't even like log back in. They're just like, we don't know who you are. We're locking you out.
She has to update her fucking driver's license, passport, everything.
She has to go to the Apple store. They're like, I don't know, ma'am. We cannot
TSA clear. Doesn't recognize her either.
That's funny.
They do like the facial.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is that the doctor was telling her the front of her face won't change because it'll be the same, like, pretty much shape.
Yeah.
Except it's just up a little bit, which shouldn't, like, bother your face ID, but, like, the side will look different.
That's going to be exciting. What's the recovery time? How long is it going to be?
They said it was about, like, 6 weeks.
Oh, boy.
But, like, I don't think she can, like, work out for a lot, like, for
she's
like,
she's going to have a
months.
Bell by her bed.
I think she's going to stay with me while she's recovering just to... Yeah, no, she's excited
and
about it.
Maybe she's going to be at Griffith Park with her new face, with her new nose. She,
the thing is, I know that people get this and they're like, I want more.
Oh, yeah, now
more.
I could use like some buccal fat removal or whatever.
I was like, hey, mom, like, I hope you're happy with like these, you know. Cause
this is your Christmas present. Santa's not coming back with any more gifts. The bag is empty.
Yeah, no, it's, I know. But she, you know, she deserves, like, honestly, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm literally just paying her back for all the root canal she's bought me as a kid.
Good
she's
way of looking at it.
She's probably spent literally over fucking 25-30K.
There's girl
alone
math
on my root canals.
There's sun math. That is good sun math.
Because I used to see every single one of those bills. Every time I had the dentist, I would also see the bill. Like I would look up and I'll feel bad every time. Every time I visited a dentist, $2,500, $3,000, $3,500.
Like, damn.
There were insane fucking prices because we didn't have the best insurance.
And so you went straight back to the candy.
Heath, straight back to the candy.
You're sucking on a lollipop. Just looking at the bill.
Damn, that sucks.
I think we don't even know the price yet because we have to hop on a call with them tomorrow to get a quote.
Mom, looks like we're going to Turkey.
you know it's a lot when they need to call you to give you a quote.
You're gonna want
they
to
need
sit
to
down
walk
for
you
this.
Through it.
They I think I'm hoping that I can do something where I make a whole video and they make it discounted. That'd be really nice. Really nice if they could do that. But also that gets me to like put together a video.
Yeah.
And put it up. So like that's fun.
And just let her
hey
know.
Hey guys, I'm back on YouTube.
No, they would want this up on Instagram. Probably. Actually, they may want it on YouTube.
I feel like plastic surgery is big on Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I never see that crazy of videos on TikTok, but when I'm on Instagram Reel, it's just like.
But you know, I love watching them before and afters. I send it to Heath all the time. Like, different, like, people that get face rejuvenation. Is that what it is? Face rejuvenation? Where, like, the whole face is just.
A whole new
face.
Yeah. I think, and a big thing to remind her is, like, when they take those bandages off for the first time, it does look weird.
She knows.
I remember.
Doesn't it take, like, a full year?
Kinda,
It's like a hair transplant. It takes a full year to really like see results. I told her, I'm like, Mom, your nose is gonna look big.
Yes.
After.
Yes.
So do not like freak out
don't
about
freak
that.
Out. No, well that's good. What a great son.
We have a friend that got a nose job that
what?
No. Zane, I was saying our friend that got a nose job that ended up worse.
I've seen a few friends.
No, but like they admitted it. They were
I know.
A guy or a girl?
It was a girl.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that after.
Oh, I was thinking about someone different. Okay.
No, I have seen some friends who've gotten some and I'm like, I don't know.
Because I feel like a lot of them, they get it because they feel like they need to, but they had they had great noses already.
I can spot a friend who, one of our friends got one recently, though no one noticed, but I was like, You got something done. She was like, when I got it done, everyone told me the only people who are going to notice is going to be Matt King or Mike Sheffer.
Is Jess?
I
never knew she had one. That's crazy.
Does she know that people can we talk about that? Oh, okay.
I don't think she cares. It's not like business.
When we were at like Penmar, like sitting on like the picnic.
Did
blanket.
We know her before she got the nose job?
Yeah, she got it recently. It was like last year.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
the,
I knew she
what?
Got it recently. Yeah. Because I was like, hold on, looks at the side. Okay.
We looked before and after, no difference.
isn't like the sign like to be able to tell there's like a scar here?
I've never
like
noticed
where
this...
they cut the nostril.
Oh. Maybe. It depends on if it's invasive, non-invasive. I can just I can remember the profiles of people pretty well where I can like go up. This looks different, but I'm not a person that goes around going, you got something done.
You have a different nose.
Sometimes I can spot like my mom's friends who like get facelifts or like Botox and it's just like terrible and risky to do. But my mom loves it that I can spot it. She goes, she did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it like do you see like the cuts like by the
I
ear?
I can just tell your whole face looks different. Like you look like you've lost. It's your friend's mom. You know how they look.
How they
and you like you suddenly look 5 years younger. You got something done. And we also live in LA. So I feel like we are around people who are nipping and tucking a lot.
Yeah.
And we just have an eye for that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
No shame.
I mean, it works. You go to someone good. Fucking Kris Jenner.
Oh yeah. I would love to see Kris Jenner though proper in person to be like
get a good look.
Because like you see it online and you see how she looks, but like the Kardashians are always doing like
I know, and I know the show is also there's like you could put filters on in video editing, which I kind of just found that out like a year ago that you could do that. Insane.
Like the skin softening.
You can do skin softening and stuff. In editing on video for video.
Oh my God. That has to take forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
We start doing it on our podcast. Jared.
Learn it.
Yeah, learn it. Hey, I'm sure you could AI it, make us look nice. We'll get her on here. We'll get her on here full fucking nose.
Post-op.
She'll do it. Yeah.
Well, that was a very, very nice Christmas present.
Yeah.
I'm very good.
Hey, guys, comment down below if you liked virtual episodes. We love this. This was amazing. Did you guys like it?
It was so quick. I feel like I'm in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same here. That's nice hearing that on your end, that it's like that for you.
I was worried like if it was like you two and I'm the odd man out.
Yeah.
But it feels like I'm with you guys.
You know,
the way I see you is perfect.
You know what it feels like? It literally feels like we're doing like a live.
Yeah.
And I know it's like very easy for us to do the lives on page. So like this genuinely feels like that. It just feels like very.
Now, why can't the local news figure out this shit? Because every time they're like reporting on live, they go, that's right, Bill. I am outside. They still have delays. Fix that because it's working for us just fine.
Yeah, that's insane.
I think it helps that we're hardwired in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those people are usually like out in the middle of a storm.
Yeah. That's so true. But yeah, no, this is good. I love that like we can now we don't have to like bulk on so many episodes. Guys, it's really, especially with like everyone's schedule, you know, Heath.
We just want it to be current too.
Yeah.
Like we don't want to be talking about or like holding conversation because we know it's going to be delayed. Like this feels good that we could talk about like what's happening right now.
Exactly. Yeah. We want to definitely get back on. We still have to do a few bulk episodes before the holidays, but starting next year in January, we really want to start like doing more virtual where we can like keep up with shit that's going on, and
Heath will be doing diaper changes on air.
I'll do a live diaper change.
Yeah.
We just have to blur it all out.
yeah. And I mean, this is easy for us to do this, so hopefully you guys enjoy it this way too. And what I was telling Jared, what I love about this too, when he pulls up something, we can immediately hear it because we don't wear headphones when you're here. So now we can like immediately hear it, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is nice.
That's cool.
But I gotta find a way to, I have two monitors set up and I gotta figure out a way to split you. Cause in my mind, when we were gonna do it, I wanted to have Matt on one monitor and you on another. So I could like look at both of you guys.
The thing is that we could do that. I was actually just telling Jared we should do like another monitor to separate like him pulling us stuff up. And
it'd be cool to have you guys like on my sides.
For sure. No, yeah, I agree. Let's make it feel like you're in the room with us. Every episode, we get better and better at making it feel that you're here.
We should get a cutout of just his like knees underneath.
Yeah, we could do that.
Just get like a full mannequin.
Yeah.
Yeah. The iPad is his face.
Yeah.
We do that.
Hologram.
Oh, now we're talking.
Oh, dude, we're going to see that shit in like 6 years. You could be hologrammed in a show.
Jared, let's look into it.
I'm on it.
Do you think that's like actually possible? Or it's too shitty.
There was that one, I don't know, I think it was maybe Drew Barrymore. She did the hologram thing,
No, that was not.
What was that? That was just edited to look like they were sitting there?
I think there was a studio. They made another studio and to mock hers, right? Do you remember seeing Drew Barrymore's talk show? Do you know what he's talking about? They like edited her in the room. I think it was during COVID.
It looked really good.
That right there.
So none of them are in the same room.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty sick.
Wow. I wonder if that is possible.
That would take a lot of AI work.
Because in my head, it was like, oh, they just had the same carpet for three different studios, and then green screened the back.
Oh, impressive.
Right?
Probably.
But that looks like real. That looks like they're in the fucking same room looking at each other.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's what we got to do, Heath. Jared, get 2 days. I think that's good for now, yeah?
Yeah.
Jump into online?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning into our first virtual episode. And welcome to our new set.
Yep.
Thank you for being with us.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Whatever it is you celebrate out there. Thank you for spending that time with us. Because, you know, it's not easy out there in the world right now, being alone and all of that. Thank you for letting us into your living rooms and into your hearts and your minds. We really do appreciate it.
All right, guys. Mm-hmm. We love you so much. And Unwinders, we'll see you in 5 seconds, baby.
Toodles.
Peace and blessings.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.